Hi there. A story that happened recently that has kind of passed me by that I decided to comment on is the one about R&B and sometimes TV star Brandy, who, as she entered 2008, the Los Angeles city attorney had decided not to file vehicular manslaughter charges against her over a fatal car collision at the end of 2006 in the Christmas holiday period there, which was good news for Brandy. Though, and I'm not saying she deserves to go to jail or anything, but the reason that was given for not filing charges, because Brandy's car hit this woman, Awatef Abudahaj, hit her car from reverse, driving it into oncoming traffic and causing her death. And no charges were filed against Brandy. She had to wait on pins and needles for a year. But it was finally announced that Ms. Mudahaj, who was, I guess, in her early 40s, a mother of a couple of children, probably from a fairly wealthy family, she had marijuana in her system. She had been smoking marijuana at a Christmas party, okay? And so because she had marijuana in her system, I guess it was decided that she participated in her own death, because that means she may have caused Brandy to hit her car from behind and drive her into oncoming traffic. So I guess what that means is that people who smoke marijuana are evil and they deserve to die. It's a stupid thing to do, so they deserve to die. Now, all pot does is make you relaxed and music sounds a little better and it makes you think a little differently. But this suggests that the Los Angeles city attorney thinks that it also means you deserve to be killed. All right? So, good news for Brandy, but hey. This is the weekly news in review from killradio.org. Fire trucks going by. This is not a Martin Scorsese movie. This is the Weekly News and Review, posted January 15th, 2008, by Chantal Clark on the harpers.org website. I'm Bennett, your faithless host, trying to figure out what's fair and what's right in these days. And this, of course, is the news of the preceding week. Boy, I wish these things would stop. Anyway, in Kenya, charges of a rigged presidential election triggered violence along tribal lines, leading to more than 700 deaths and the displacement of 250,000 Kenyans. Opposition leader Raila Odinga, who lost the election to incumbent Mwai Kibaki, said that his first cousin Barack Obama had called him twice to express his concern, despite being in the middle of the very busy New Hampshire primary. 700 deaths over a rigged presidential election. And in this country, we're just told that it's silly that there were rigged elections in 2000 and 2004. And nobody gets hurt except the United States itself. Obama and Mike Huckabee were the surprise winners of the Iowa caucuses. None of this worries me, said Rudy Giuliani, who came in sixth place in the Republican caucus. September 11th, there were times I was worried. John McCain and a tearful Hillary Clinton won the New Hampshire primaries. You look at me, September 11th, said Giuliani when asked if he would ever cry in public. There were times in which it was impossible not to feel the emotion, September 11th. September 11th. A GOP candidate, Vermin Supreme, picked up 41 votes in the New Hampshire primary. That says something that we don't get normally in the information world. And Dennis Kucinich demanded and was granted a recount. Visiting the Middle East, President G. Wiz Bush urged Gulf state leaders to join him in confronting Iran before it's too late. Bush, guarded by 10,000 policemen in Jerusalem, told Condoleezza Rice that the United States should have bombed Auschwitz and was flown by helicopter to Bethlehem so that he could pass through a tiny door of humility and pray at the traditionally venerated birthplace of Jesus Christ. Of course, that's nonsense, the whole idea that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. That's actually nonsense. I don't care if one of the Bible books assuredly says that. He was Jesus of Galilee. So why was he born in Bethlehem? It seems like they're twisting it in order to make it sound like it's real prophecy. More lies. Let's see. Guardian critic Michael Billington wrote that the musical version of The Diary of Anne Frank, which opens next month in Spain, might be a bad idea, citing the New York stage adaptation of the book during which an audience member shouted to Nazi searchers, "She's in the attic!" The American Dialect Society voted subprime the word of the year, and Merrill Lynch reported that the United States had already entered a recession. For the first time since the 1800s, the average Briton was earning more than the average American, even though the pound was at an all-time low against the euro. Starbucks fired its CEO and announced that it would start to open fewer than its usual 6 stores per day. They're losing money at Starbucks. Remember, never go to Starbucks. Don't pay $3.50 for a 50-cent cup of coffee. Or, I don't know, I don't drink coffee. What can I say? The World Bank said that the prosperity of China and other emerging markets would help soften the coming global economic downturn. And Pat Robertson predicted that China will convert to Christianity. "God's going to give us China," he said. "China will be the largest Christian nation on earth." That's because these people are so desperate. 1 out of 3 people on earth is a Christian. That's not good enough for them. The Chinese government expelled more than 500 people from the Communist Party for violating the country's one-child policy. South Asia was suffering from severe food shortages. Oh, that's news. I've never heard that before. And the Australian government refused to provide compensation to Aborigines, who until 1967 were governed under flora and fauna laws. They refused to provide compensation to Aborigines who were stolen from their parents as children. Blessed be slavery. Keepers at the Nuremberg Zoo, under criticism for allegedly allowing polar bear mothers to eat and abandon their young, announced that they would hand-rear an at-risk cub, but also made clear that they do not want a repeat of the Berlin Zoo's newt mania. Benazir Bhutto's 19-year-old son, Bilawal, asked the media to leave him alone after he was made head of his mother's party, and Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf blamed Bhutto for her own assassination. "For standing up outside the car, I think it was she to blame alone," he said. "Nobody else." Sir Edmund Hillary, who in 1953 became the first person, along with Tenzing Norgay, to climb Mount Everest, died at age 88. A victim of Hurricane Katrina was suing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for $3 quintillion. That's 3 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 dollars. After the Corps admitted that it had done a poor job designing the broken New Orleans levees. The Museum of Bogota in Colombia opened an exhibit dedicated to laziness, and scientists in Houston discovered a vaccine that makes cocaine no fun. It was revealed that a single trader seeking bragging rights caused oil to reach a record high of $100 a barrel, and Tata Motors unveiled a $2,500 automobile in India, a potential market of 1.1 billion people. They will not be allowed to be sold here. They have no air conditioning, and they're pretty tiny. $2,500 for a brand new car, though. A U.S. study found that biofuels could be produced from a fast-growing grass and would emit up to 94% less carbon dioxide than gasoline. A British artist exhibited 55 beautiful and delicate canvases of his ejaculate sprinkled with carbon dust. And that's like the old Warhol oxidation paintings. and French customs officials seized 224,000 fake anti-impotence pills. 47 U.S. senators were fighting for the return of guns to national parks and wildlife refuges. Soldiers were being sent to Afghanistan wearing high-tech helmets that gather data on how bomb blasts impact their brains. And it was revealed that Blackwater dropped riot control gas on U.S. soldiers in Iraq in 2005. This, said Army Captain Cancy Clark, was decidedly uncool. Scientists from the American Astronomical Society attended their annual meeting and agreed that the universe is bizarre and violent. This is the glory of the universe, said the association's president. What is odd and what is normal is changing. And we're going to go out on the gospel ship. This is the Carter family. So let's think of Brandy. And let's see if we can make it through another week. This is Bennett for the Kill Radio News. Saying, thanks a lot for listening. If you want any links to any of these stories, you got to go to the harpers.org website and look up the weekly news and review. Now I kiss you goodbye, so go away and don't bother me anymore, and I'll be back next week.